Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
All right, so today we're diving into some of the things kids are learning about through The Juice.
Gives parents and teachers kind of a peek into what they're seeing.
And maybe some ideas for conversations to have with them after they've, you know, read some of these stories.
Exactly.
So we'll go through a few of them pretty quickly.
Yeah.
First one, this is from Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. A 4-year-old boy called 911 because his mother ate his ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
So the police officers, they went to the home. They spoke with the mother and the son, and they educated the child on the proper use of 911.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, they later returned with a sundae for the boy.
Oh, that's nice.
And the body cam footage, you know, of the police officers interacting with the kid, and the mom got a lot of positive feedback online.
But it, you know, it brings up, I guess, the conversation you could have with your kids about when to call 911, what's an emergency, what's not an emergency.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to something a little bit more serious.
Okay.
The Juice also covered some recent statements by President Putin of Russia regarding the war in Ukraine and a possible ceasefire.
Right. So he said he wants a ceasefire. He favors a ceasefire, but he wants it to be long-lasting and to address what he calls the root causes of the conflict.
Yeah, and from his point of view, those root causes are all about Russia's security concerns about Ukraine.
Right.
Moving westward and, you know, getting closer to NATO and the West and all that.
That's a very different perspective than what you get from
Ukraine.
Yeah, who, you know, see this as an unprovoked attack and, you know, they want to maintain their own borders and their own territory.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is all happening while there are, you know, peace talks going on.
Right. They were talking about a 30-day ceasefire framework, you know, Ukrainian officials and U.S. diplomats had proposed.
Right.
You know, it's interesting how these perspectives are so different, you know? It's like two completely different interpretations of history.
And the future.
And the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really complex situation.
Yeah, and totally.
Yeah, this is something that I think would be valuable to discuss with older students.
For sure.
About the nature of international conflict, you know, the different viewpoints that people bring to these historical events.
Yeah, how hard it is to make peace.
And I think it's also a good opportunity to emphasize media literacy and critical thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, looking at different sources and understanding, you know, the biases and perspectives that might be shaping the information that you're getting.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit and talk about something a little more inspirational. The Juice featured a quote from Simone Biles, the gymnast.
Yeah.
The quote is, "I'd rather regret the risks that didn't work out than the chances I didn't take at all."
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So for people who may not know Simone Biles.
Yeah, she's an amazing athlete.
She's one of the most decorated American gymnasts ever.
Yeah, tons of Olympic medals, really? World championship medals.
Born in 1997, started gymnastics when she was just 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's also been really outspoken about mental health awareness,
which is really important.
Really important. Yeah. Talking about her own struggles with anxiety and depression.
Yeah. And, you know, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's a role model.
Absolutely.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
And I think this quote, you know, it could lead to some great conversations with kids about taking chances and dealing with setbacks.
For sure.
And the importance of mental health and, you know, recognizing the achievements of people who've overcome challenges.
Right. And the idea that it's okay to not be perfect all the time.
All right. Let's move on to something a little more, surprising.
Okay. I like surprises.
There was a study in Nature Communications that looked at the role of whale pee in tropical ocean ecosystems.
Whale pee.
Whale pee.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, they found that whale urine is really important for these ecosystems.
Really?
Yeah. It's a major source of nutrients.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the way it works is whales feed in the Arctic during the summer where there's a lot of nutrients in the water.
Right.
Then they migrate to warmer waters to breed.
Okay.
And they release a lot of waste there, including urine.
Okay. So they're kind of like a giant.
They call it the Great Whale Conveyor Belt.
Conveyor belt, bringing the nutrients from one place to another.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we're talking, you know, a single whale can release up to 250 gallons of urine a day.
Wow, that's a lot of pee.
It is, and that shifts, you know, tons of nitrogen annually.
Wow, so these creatures are having a huge impact on the ocean.
Absolutely. And the researchers were saying, you know, this changes how we think about these ecosystems.
Yeah, it really shows how interconnected everything is.
Right.
You know, and how even something like whale pee can play a vital role.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to something a little bit more down to earth.
Yeah.
There's some news about new tariffs that are being placed on imported goods from Canada and Mexico. It includes things like a 25% levy on steel and aluminum.
And this is affecting car manufacturers, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of car parts come from those countries.
Right. They were talking about like an aluminum casing for a Chevrolet Silverado.
Okay.
It could cross the border like multiple times during production.
Oh, wow.
And potentially, you know, get hit with tariffs each time.
Wow. So that's going to add up.
Yeah. And, you know, the goal of the administration is to encourage more U.S. production and lower prices in the long term. But a lot of economists are saying that prices are actually going to go up in the short term.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, they were saying it could be anywhere from $4,000 to $10,000 more per vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of debate about whether these tariffs are actually going to achieve their intended goals. You know, it's something that students could learn about, you know, global supply chains, international trade.
Yeah, how government policies affect businesses and consumers.
Right. Basic economics.
Right.
Okay, last story for today.
Okay.
Utah, the state legislature, has passed a bill that would ban adding fluoride to drinking water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they would be the first state to do this. And the governor is expected to sign the bill.
So this has been a pretty controversial topic for a while, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. You've got the dental and health organizations who say that, you know, fluoride is a really important public health measure. Mm-hmm. And that ending is going to lead to more cavities.
Yeah, and more healthcare costs.
Right.
Because people are going to have more dental problems.
Exactly.
But then you've got people who are concerned about the potential health risks of fluoride.
This issue brings up a lot of different things to think about.
Absolutely.
Public health policies, the role of government, you know, interpreting scientific studies.
Weighing risks and benefits.
Right.
Personal freedoms.
Exactly. And I think it's a good opportunity to, you know, talk with kids about these complex issues.
Yeah, and how to think critically about them.
You know, kids are exposed to a lot of information these days.
Yeah, more than ever before.
Right. And it's important for us as adults.
Yeah.
To help them make sense of it all.
Absolutely.
To, you know, guide them and support them and encourage them to think critically.
Yeah, to be curious, to ask questions.
Right.
To not just accept everything they hear at face value.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do.
I agree.
For young people. All right. Well, that's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.